In the wake of the salmonella scares, the Food and Drug Administration approved the use of radiation on fresh vegetables like lettuce and spinach to rid them of bacteria. An editorial in the New York Times praised the move, noting that astronauts have long eaten irradiated meat and that other treated foods like poultry and shellfish had produced no detectable adverse effects on those consumers who had tried them. Of course, there remain a great number of people who cringe at the idea of eating anything that has been exposed to radiation, and it is likely going to be a long time before the practice can be expected to become the norm. Nevertheless, it is such technological advances, which ultimately owe their existence to science and engineering research and development, that can bring an overall reduction in risks of all kinds, including those involved in activities as common and essential as eating. In modern times, systems of commercial competitiveness and government regulation have provided a good measure of checks and balances against undue risk, but the failings of human nature can interfere with the proper functioning of those protective social structures. Science and engineering can be called upon to develop new means of defining safe limits of contaminants and toxins, and can devise new instruments and methods for detecting unsafe products. But the ultimate reduction in risk from everyday things is more a matter of vigilance and enforcement than of technology. It is imperative that positive results for salmonella and other contaminants be taken seriously and treated responsibly by the private food industry. If there continues to be life-threatening disregard for consumer health and safety, it is likely that increased government oversight will be imposed. Sometimes new technology, even that encouraged by law, brings with it new risks, and we are forced to confront the unthought-of consequences of a seemingly good idea. In recent years, the increased use of crops like corn in the manufacture of biofuels intended to ease our dependence on foreign oil pinched the food supply and caused prices to rise. To avoid this problem, non-food crops have increasingly been proposed for making second-generation green fuels. But biologists have warned that certain reeds and wild grasses known to botanists as invasive species and to gardeners as weeds would have a high likelihood of overtaking nearby fields, presenting serious threats to the ecology and economy of a region. Investors